Your hits, your stories, your island. Vectis Radio FM 104.6. Online and now on DAB.
Amy Jolliffe, you've just come off the platform on stage.
I have, yeah.
How was it?
It was amazing.
That's, I think, the most joyful I've seen an artist on stage all weekend.
Oh, thank you.
You just seemed really up for it and really happy to, you know, hang out and
yeah, I was
play
really
music.
Happy.
I said to Kieran, your first song that you opened up with, Take Me Home.
Mm-hmm.
What a brilliant song. And I love it because it resonates with one of my favourite songs as well. One of my other favourite songs, Country Roads by John Denver.
Yeah.
Was there any inspiration behind the naming of that song?
I'm not sure really. It just, sometimes the end lyric of the chorus just feels like the title of the song.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, I think that's entirely fair to be able to take something straight up from, you know, the chorus of it and apply it. You came last year and we spoke to you after that,
mm-hmm.
and you had the same excitement, which was good. I'm hoping we didn't push you into, like, you know, more laughter or anything like that. But do you find that you have a happy place in being on stage? Do you really feel that's your place where you want to be?
Yeah, definitely. It kind of feels like what I was meant to do, I guess, without being corny. I just enjoy it so much. Like, I just think I didn't stop smiling the whole time.
Great.
I just loved every second of it.
Yeah.
And when I look around and there's so many familiar people and people I know who came to watch me, because I know at festivals sometimes it's a bit of a trek or difficult to make it on time, or there's so many people to see, and to have people there to see you is amazing.
Familiar friends.
Yeah, familiar friends, there you go.
I don't know if Billy was going to do that one, but
it's a song. I wasn't. Oh, is it?
Yeah, my most recent single.
So can you tell us then, your debut song that was on your set this mm-hmm. afternoon, can you tell us more about that?
Yeah,
that one's called Don't Ever Leave Me Baby, and I wrote it a few years ago now, and I recorded it at Platform One as well, but it was about my friend and her relationship, and she wanted to leave the island and explore and go to university, and she wanted to break up with her boyfriend, and she told me that while we were sat there on the beach.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's what this song was about.
Yeah.
I really like that, the fact that there's a real story behind the art that you produce, and I purposely use that word art because your singing and songwriting, Amy, it really is a work of art. I've seen that this afternoon on the Platform One stage.
Thank you.
And I wanted to mention the debut song particularly because I said to Kieran just how phenomenal it was to see the versatility of your voice coming through. So thank you for doing that for us as a crowd.
Thank you.
Yeah, you have such a register. We just chatted throughout the whole thing. I said to Louise, you know, it's such a high register that you've got, the penultimate track you played in particular. Do you find that you write to range, or do you find that you write something and then you go, well, what range could this be in if you do write it? Or is it more musically professional than I'll just put some words down and figure it out later, you know?
Most of my songs I've written with the guitar.
Yeah.
So sometimes I hum a melody, and if I think actually that would suit me better in a different key, I just kind of like adjust the capo or the chords to suit it. There's one or two that I wrote not with guitar, but I didn't perform most of those today. I find sometimes without guitar I can write more interesting chords come out because I'm not limited to the chords I can play, if you figure it out later.
Yeah.
But yeah, most of them are written with the chords, mainly just in my room with a guitar, just sat there strumming. Yeah.
Cool. That sounds great. And you did 6 songs this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
You're very busy because you've been doing lots of things around the site and interviewing for us. Is it hard to sort of mentally block yourself off from the things that you've been doing for us, given the whole reason really you're here is to perform?
I don't know, that's a good question. I mean, someone asked me the other day, do I prefer being interviewed or interviewing people?
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to answer, to be honest, because I love both. I'm probably more confident being interviewed than I am interviewing people.
Yeah.
I'm still gaining the confidence, but yeah, because music's what I love and that's my passion, and I guess I just want to be able to earn like a sustainable living through music, even if that's like going more down the radio route as well, then
I actually think that you're just as good at both in very different ways, because 40,000 people have seen your interview style and technique online.
Wow.
And they like it.
Thank you.
Trust Billy to get the stats in for our Vectis.
I've been following the stats all weekend, Kieran Thompson.
I felt quite proud afterwards that I did that. And thank you, Billy, for being there with me.
Oh, stop it. That. I was going to say, back to you. You're the star of the show. You know, it's your style and it's your technique and way
Thank
about you.
You
that shines.
You should be absolutely proud. You should be proud of a lot today. You performed. And that I know that's, you know, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a huge thing still. It comes once a year. And, you should be very proud of all the output that you've done this weekend. It's been amazing.
Thank you.
We'll have one more question. And I know the answer to it, but I'm going to ask it. Who are you interested in seeing tonight?
The Cure.
Oh, The Cure. Okay. I thought you were going to say The Kooks. No, The Cure. I mean, that's great. And because you love The Cure, right?
Yeah, I do. They're one of my favourite bands. And Friday I'm in Love and Just Like Heaven are like some of my most listened to songs ever. I play them live actually as well. I want to try and get the band to play Friday I'm in Love with me at some point. I think that would be so much fun. Yeah. But I love Robert Smith as well. And it's cool as well because you know how I met Olivia Rodrigo?
Yeah.
And she's a fan of The Cure. Mm. And she's played with them as well.
Yeah. That's the big question. Is she going to come out tonight? Because she loves the Isle of Wight. We know that.
Yeah, she does. That's true.
You never know.
That'd be pretty cool.
Have you ever told Billy the... all the listeners, the Olivia Rodrigo story.
I'm not sure, Billy.
You must tell me, you've not.
And
the
listeners.
I've not told you. Okay, so this happened in December, I think it was 2024. I was performing at the Wheat Sheaf in Yarmouth, and I had heard earlier that day that Olivia Rodrigo was on the island, and then as I was singing Oasis songs and I saw her. And she was just there with Louis Partridge. And I went and said hello to her and took a photo with her. And it was really cool.
That must have been so surreal.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I told her we had the same birthday as well. Exact same birthday. It was really funny.
The same age and everything.
Yeah, we're exactly the same. Okay. It's just so many coincidences in one go. It was funny because she asked what I was doing for my birthday, and it felt a bit lame compared to what she'd be doing for her birthday. I was like, I'm just going bowling. And then, you see on Instagram, she had like massive party and everything.
Yeah.
But you featured on the County Press.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's all over County Press.
Big old story.
There you go. Yeah,
it was strange. I was like a minor celebrity for a couple of days. It was like, I was just out walking the dog, and it's just like, hello, it's the County Press. Hello, it's all like radio.
Yeah.
I was like, what is happening?
You met Olivia Rodrigo, we have to speak to you. Oh, that's great, that's wonderful.
Yeah, thank
really
you.
Cool.
I did almost feel a bit like I don't know, like obviously as a singer you want to get press for like the things that you've achieved kind of thing, and I just happened to bump into her.
Yeah.
So in a way it didn't really feel like an achievement, but it was still cool, like it was still a big moment.
But you also performed to her, you know, that's
Yeah,
that's
I did, that's true.
So that's amazing. Well, thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
Always wonderful to have you on Vectis Radio, as you are one of our presenters. But wonderful set. And
thank you.
We hope to speak again soon.
That'd
Amy Jones.
Thank you.